Hello, this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio tour through the history of Northeast Indiana. We're on West Berry Street in Fort Wayne's historic West Central neighborhood. Today, we're going to church, and we begin at the large English Gothic at 501 West Berry Street. It's the Plymouth Congregational Church. Originally organized in 1870 by 23 members of the Second Presbyterian Church, under the leadership of Reverend N.A. Hyde of Indianapolis, Reverend John Fairbank was called as the congregation's first pastor. In November 1916, with the assistance of the school board and the Plymouth congregation, a special school was established on the church grounds at Berry and Fairfield for nervous and anemic children in what was then called a fresh air school. Named the Perry Randolph Fresh Air School in honor of the late head of the Fort Wayne Anti-Tuberculosis League, the school was the second one opened in Indiana and was a project initiated by Irene Byron, for whom the Byron Health Center was named in recognition of her work in behalf of the tuberculosis victims in Allen County. The present English Gothic structure, built of Indiana limestone, was erected in 1924 under the direction of the Reverend Arthur F. Folsom. The Plymouth congregation is noted for its annual Boar's Head Festival held during the Christmas season and for the Cedars, a woman's shelter. Now, our tour takes us on to 611 West Berry Street in the site of another beautiful church with roots that extend deep into our community. It's known as the Trinity Episcopal Church of Fort Wayne. The Protestant Episcopal Church was the last of the mainline denominations to establish parishes in Indiana. By the time Fort Wayne was laid out in 1823, the Roman Catholics, Presbyterians, Congregationalists, Methodists, Baptists, and Lutherans had developed flourishing congregations in southern Indiana, but it was not until 1835, when the Right Reverend David Jackson Kemper was consecrated as the first missionary bishop, that any formal activity of the Episcopal Church was instituted in the state. In 1837, Kemper visited Fort Wayne and sent a missionary in 1839, who organized a short-lived Christ Church. In 1842, a local newspaper attempted to explain the absence of an Episcopal church in the city when it reported, "We are not yet old enough for a society of this kind. In other words, there are not enough people in this country who are constitutionally fitted to be Episcopalians." In 1844, Peter P. Bailey, a newly arrived merchant from New York City, led the local Episcopalians in organizing Trinity Church, electing a vestry, and conducting lay reading services in the courthouse. The first chapel, erected on the southeast corner of Berry and Harrison Streets in 1848, was replaced in 1866 by the present English Gothic edifice. This church is Fort Wayne's oldest unchanged church building. Over at 405 West Wayne Street stands the Trinity English Lutheran Church. The English Lutherans, after their separation from the German Lutherans in 1846, grew slowly, receiving members from among new arrivals from the eastern states, as well as American-born children of immigrants and a few Scandinavian Lutherans. The congregation first worshipped on Sunday afternoons in the First Presbyterian Meeting House on Berry Street between Lafayette and Barr Streets. The Presbyterians, in anticipation of moving into a new church, soon sold their 15-year-old building to the English Lutherans. When the completion of the new structure was delayed for 2 years, the Presbyterians were forced to rent their old church from its new owners. Under the leadership of the Reverend William P. Ruthruff, the membership of Trinity English Lutheran doubled, and in 1864, a Gothic-style brick church building was erected at Wayne and Clinton Streets. In 1868, the Reverend Samuel Bogenhals assumed the pastorate, continuing for 52 years, the longest tenure of any Fort Wayne clergyman. His successor, the Reverend Paul H. Krause, served the parish for nearly 50 years and led the congregation in the erection of the present facilities on the south side of Wayne Street between Fairfield and Ewing Streets. Designed by B.G. Goodhue, one of the leading architects of the Gothic Revival style, the church was dedicated in 1925. From the steeple still rings the town's oldest church bell. Originally installed in the steeple of the First Presbyterian Church, the bell first rang in 1837, both as a call to worship and as the town's fire alarm. Well, one thing's for sure, there's always an interesting story in our Fort Wayne region's history, and it shouldn't surprise anyone that it can be found at church. For now, this is Tom Castaldi. Please join me next time on the Heritage Trail.